We're green.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're playing the song Stuck in My Head. All right, it's Pater's Pod number 17. And it's cold outside, guys. And the AI shit is thinking that we're... It thought we were the toys. But we're not the toys. We're not the toys? Are we, Doug? Are we the toys? No. No. I should get the spinner. Nope. Let's get the spinner in here.
Audio all right?
Yeah. It's loud as shit. We're loud. We're louder than everything. But is it synced? That's the new question we'll be asking ourselves every day for the rest of our lives, Doug. Until we die. Until we're buried.
Yeah, I know. That was really disturbing. We can end that music. We could go ahead.
That the intro is done and we're now introduced.
Really disturbing. One of those moments where the goose pimples pop real hard, like your skin pops, like you feel like my pore is gonna pop pus.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we call them like a pus pimple. Your goose pimples pop so hard. I hate that. Don't you? That is the stuff of nightmares. Going up. Oh, we went live, the video's live, everything's going live, but it's...
Having, like, the best feeling of in a long time, in many weeks, we were having some of the best feeling, and then that happens?
Uh-huh.
Then Dana fucks our parade.
Totally.
Shits all over
us.
First
word detected.
I'm the worst.
You say, oh, you should know this thing. If I wasn't here, you'd do this for a whole hour, and you wouldn't notice.
We would have gone a long time if she hadn't said that.
Yeah, we would have... There would no chance. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Ryan Sanders says he likes Randy Newman.
Bofa D says, hi, Conehu 12395.
Oh.
Hi, and I also would go ahead and second that and say, hi, Kongu 12395. I'd say, hello, Julia. Hello, the Destroyer 98. Hello, Ryan Sander.
I also want to say hello to Post, who's now
Post America.
Peter, hello, first Post time in the Peter. Pater Clubhouse. Do we ever call this the Pater Clubhouse?
Wouldn't it be cool to get Post America and Post Malone? Maybe together.
Ow.
That's it. Just together.
I wouldn't be surprised if they've met or mingled in the past.
You know, Post Malone used to do the Adult Swim streams a lot.
Really?
Yeah, he went on Fish Center like three times.
Oh, my God.
He's he's the man with a kind of the big brow line, and he has blonde... scrubbed up hair, and he's big, and he talked about the thrift stores.
He has facial tattoos.
No, that's Macklemore.
I'm thinking of Macklemore.
I wear your granddad clothes.
Post Malone is
the
recently deceased.
No!
Gosh,
he's got facial tattoos, and he's...
braids.
Yeah, and he's...
I guess, sometimes, maybe.
I don't know much about him.
I don't know.
Is he still cool? I don't know.
I was thinking of... He's a white... hip-hopper, right?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And I was thinking of the man who died of the tragic overdose, very popular.
Oh, Mac Miller.
Miller.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Macklemore to Mac Miller and Post Malone.
Mac Miller, Post.
They all
are
all M-L.
I'm thinking about McDonald's.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I don't take pride in my ignorance, and I apologize to all who are fans of his music.
Kongu says, Doug, I have a very important question. Is Doug Bleichner a stage name, or did your parents know you were destined for the realm? That's a real name. That's not a stage name. My dad used to tell me, he would say, if you ever get famous, change that name. He would say that a lot, actually. Every day I saw him. He didn't say it a lot, but I remember him saying that.
I thought you were just...
If you ever go into the show business, you ever go into something like that, change the name. I'm like, why? He's like, no one can read it. It's a bad name. Just go by Doug Black or something. You know?
Doug Black.
That sounds cooler.
Jack Black.
Like Jack Black. Well, Jack Black's not his real name.
What's it? Jack Bleichner?
Jack Bleichner.
Holy crap.
Jack Bleichner,
oh my
baby.
God.
Oh,
man.
I
but also.
What his real name is, actually. I forgot.
Who's Dennis Black from The Daily Show who screams?
Oh, his name is Jack Black. Who was I thinking of?
No, his name's Thomas Black.
Thomas Jacob Black.
He's a faker.
I thought he changed the name Black.
Huh?
Your dad, or was it last time you mentioned a story, it was the grandpa, but they're very similar stories. I thought you were making an intentional variation on this one. You said when you do something that hurts, and you go, well, don't do it.
That was my dad, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And this was similar. He goes, well, change your name.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar. It's a thing.
In that it is advice. Okay.
Yeah, in that it
I didn't get much advice growing up. I got none, so it's kind of confusing and hard to grapple with for me. I can't understand.
Your advice was this. Why don't you shut the fuck up? That's good advice, too, for you.
Do you want advice now?
It's on the boy.
Yeah.
Does Sam want advice?
Yes.
Please, give me some advice.
I don't have any.
Oh.
Well, I'll take it anyways. Look at if I hide from the camera, it goes to the boy. The boy toy.
Post America says Gail Black. That's my mom. Kongu says Jack White did. Julie says. Post America says Tom Cruise. Analog Weapon says, why would you go from Thomas to Jack? He could be Tom Black.
That made me laugh when I read that one.
Oh, is it catching on the doll?
It did catch my doll.
It's catching my doll. What I wanted to showcase for you guys for this segment about the dolls was I wanted really good naked buff Ken dolls. And we went over to a great store in Atlanta. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
We went to a great store yesterday. Sam and I had a fantastic time. Sam had jury duty.
Yeah.
But it was canceled. So we had all day. He wasn't working. So we went around town and had just a fun time. We went and got some classic Latin cuisine at a famous place here in Atlanta called... we're going to blow up our spots. We love La Fonda, one of the great restaurants. We had a great La Fonda. I did have a quesadilla. Sam got a Cuban sandwich, but it was with the chorizo sausage.
Yeah.
Yum! Can we say yum? Three times fast. Yum,
something,
yum, yum.
Some variation, bocadilla or something like that.
Bocadilla. But then we went over to a store that we love here that I thought had closed down, but I discovered they had just moved. It's a store in Atlanta called Richard's Variety Store.
Yeah.
Now, one of the greatest stores in the city... All it is, they just sell goofs and gags. You go in there, and they've got rubber chickens. They've got, you know, some fun Halloween masks and costumes. But it's a little of everything. You can get, like, little toys and trinkets, little devices. Talking about Skeleton Rome, Skelly Disc Heaven. When you go in there, you go, that's where we got these giraffes. It's where we get a lot of our toys. So that's a little secret.
And that's it is a little expensive, dolls. But
it is.
If you need something specific, it's the only place you can find some things.
But anyway, exactly. And it's, you know, you go on Amazon, you get these stuff. Sometimes we're writing the show, guys, and we've got 2 days to get an item, and it's not going to come in 2 days. Or they say it does, and it doesn't, and then that screws up the whole show. So we want to go in person and grab those items. And also the staff there is just fun. We love the owners.
You and I were talking about that when we went in. You were describing the staff being... young, very excited, and they were all grumpy and old.
But that's, I think maybe I just
caught him on the lunch.
I think I went in there once and the staff was awesome.
Ooh, look at that dragging noodle.
Mm.
You know when it's coming around?
It's when I come noodle. Around. Julia says, I love toys, no joke. Watch Mojosh says, yes, Kling's kites. Huh?
So let's find our toy.
Watch Mojosh says, I'm a naughty toy head.
We almost got this. We were looking at this one. Remember this, Doug?
Not naughty toys. I misspoke. What?
We were looking at this particular piece.
Oh, yeah. I like that one because it's made by the same company. Playmobil.
Playmobil is classic.
It's classic. Okay, I didn't know. Dana's more of a toy.
It's the, as we were discussed, it's the Legos mom has at home.
Yeah. Mom, can we have Legos? The Legos we have at home.
Yeah. Gosh, they are attractive, though. I just like the vibe of them, because I think we're all Lego fatigued. We're sick of Legos.
I know, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Some of these newer Legos they've got down there are just disturbing. It's like they're trying to be, they're cartoonifying.
They're stretching
them in. 2020s cartoonifying the Lego.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just mucking it up. It looks gross.
Now this is what
this
I want.
This is classic.
Ooh,
this is so
that expression.
Swag.
Look at that expression on his face.
Oh, my God.
Motocross boy.
That looks just like you.
We like that. Wow.
Elgug says they almost look like you.
Oh, thanks.
Post America says, I saw a Lego set. It had a QR code.
Sound like
a... That's interesting.
I thought you were reading a rhyme.
Ooh,
or
both
limerick.
Of these said, I'm so attracted.
Oh,
you can't find the instructions to build without an app, is the problem with Legos.
Right. I see what they're saying, yeah.
Now, that's true, because I bought my mom a big Volkswagen Beetle of Lego that she had been talking about. She's like, it's at the Barnes & Noble. I've been looking at it. She would go to the Barnes & Noble and just stare at it, and I was like, I'm going to treat her to a surprise.
Wow.
And I bought her the thing, and then Brittany and I, my wife and I, built it before her eyes. And
you built it for her. which is the whole point of that.
Well, she had no interest. She would have not been able to figure that stuff out.
The gift was really the watching you guys build away with your Lego toys.
Oh, you should have heard her. She was over the moon about it. Now she's got it. She's got it up on her shelf. I was over there the other day. She put it up on her shelf, and then the top broke because the top was full of these levers and all these complex mechanisms that were a nightmare. And as Post described, you got to get on the app sometimes. Luckily, this came with a phone book, but this thing was expensive. And two times I put in a request for a missing piece formally on their website, and two times I found that missing piece shortly after submitting the request.
Wow.
And then two times I received a bag in the mail with that one piece.
I like that.
Yes.
Julia says, Doug, Sam, and Dana, can we do Pater toy show and tell? That'd be fun.
Fuck. That's like the dream. That's what that's like what we're trying to not do on the main show because we're afraid that toy show and tell would be But we've
That's might be what we like to say asking for it.
Oh my god. But I would Pater, love
we'd love
to do that.
Just everybody brings a fun toy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I would love to do that. Oh my gosh, look at this guy. He's got just a basket of junk.
Poacher with quad bike.
A poacher.
I like poacher with quad
That is far out. Wow. That is raw and realistic.
Yeah, that's dark.
And it's not afraid
this
to confront reality.
This is an adult toy.
This is an adult toy.
I'm getting into these.
It's an adult toy.
Oh my god. Ryan Sander just sent a shock through my heart. He said, I was lagging. And I thought it said,
Ryan, don't tease us.
I thought
don't
he said,
trick us.
I thought he said, it is lagging.
There should be some forbidden words unless, like on a plane, you know?
For stream? Yeah.
Unless there's a real threat.
We might
say lagging unless
are there
lagging.
Forbidden words on planes?
It's like yelling like fire in a crowded airport.
You can't say bomb on planes?
I thought that was a law, but maybe
you
I...
You can say bomb. What if you had bomb-ass, dank-ass sushi before you loaded the plane?
I don't know.
In the airport. Bro, I just had bomb-ass shit.
Curse word detected.
You were cracking the whole show, buddy. You drank some giggle juice before, didn't you?
Hell no.
You were cracking.
I was cracking off cam, respectably and professionally, as I normally do.
Do y'alls like soft shell crabs? Says the Destroyer 98. Oh yeah. That's
thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks for asking, and yes.
Thank you. Thanks for asking.
It's always funny. I have something on this.
I like this. I like this one. Doug says, you can't say poop in the bath. You can't say bomb on the plane.
Yeah.
You can't say poop in the bath.
Not the
that
bathroom,
is from
but the bath.
Watch Mo Josh.
That's a good one.
That's true.
Watch Mo Josh. Is it Watch Mojo Josh style, or is it Watch
Mo
Josh?
Oh, man.
I guess that's kind of the fun. We
that's
don't
the
know.
Fun of usernames.
Oh, my gosh. They have manatees.
Did you see some?
On the Playmobil website.
I'll send you some ticky-tackies.
Yeah, send some ticky-tackies that we'll dissect and enjoy. And we'll bring a new spirit.
I've been trying to collect more TikToks, but it's becoming harder.
I'll get this over with while you're searching. You're about to send those. I was excited. I said, you know what? Oh, it's got on the boy. I'll leave it. I said, this will be a fun topic of discussion. January is the month that most people die in of all months. And I thought I was going to be able to spin it in kind of a fun way. Uh-oh. Okay, there it goes. But it turns out it can't. And I was looking at it. I was like, well, if I go, I'll look at all the... There's accidental fatal ends and others. But they're not funny. They're actually... about dying. So anyways, but I thought a good puzzle, if I were writing in the newspaper, Doug, and puzzling you, both of you, I'd say the most common way, the thing people die most in is blank. And you would guess an object or a Jeep or something. Uh-huh. But I'd say, no, it's actually a month.
It's what?
It's actually
the month, January.
So.
I was going to say a coffin.
Yeah. During
oh that's good
oh
I got a lot of
totally false no way it's fucked up and wrong okay we're getting
I got
these
a lot
TikToks
of TikToks
in.
There's one that I think I've discovered most of these have like a lot of views so everybody's probably seen them but I just like to enjoy some funny content
maybe we can enjoy
one of these has
together.
16 likes and it's like I don't know
I usually start from the bottom if there's an order you'd like me to start in?
Let me just send like all of them first.
Okay, I won't lose my place then. Wow, yellow curtains. I see yellow curtains.
Did you get that one?
Yeah. I see yellow curtains on one of the...
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess I'll start from the top.
Okay, hold on. Let me just... One more, and then I'll can send more later. Because this last one is really awesome that I saw this morning that I really like.
Okay, you want me to start from the bottom, then?
No.
Okay.
We'll just run through them. We don't have to spend a ton of time on them.
Mm-hmm.
Who enjoys TikToks? Me.
Let's do this.
Yeah, this is cool.
Guys,
we'll watch it and then I'll talk about it.
No way. That's smart.
This is the strange tradition of gurning, a facial contortion competition held in the UK. Gurning originated in the medieval times as a way to mock and ridicule people. But over the years, it has become a competitive sport, with participants competing to see who can make the most grotesque face. The rules of gurning are simple. Participants must put their head through a horse collar and contort their face as much as possible without using their hands. The person with the most impressive gurn is declared the winner. Gurning may seem like a silly, pointless activity, but it's actually a beloved tradition in the UK. So next time you're feeling down, why not try gurning and see if it puts a smile on your face? This is the strange tradition of gurning.
Okay, so to discuss that, the obvious content is funny, making funny faces, but the format of this just blew me away.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my doll.
Uh-oh.
They're using the classic AI, the thing that we did for the parent.
Yeah. Segment, oh, that's almost your dad.
Yeah.
That's
and
like,
it's the same voice.
Yeah.
And I thought that just the subject matter mixed with the way they're presenting it would just really, it struck me and I thought this is engaging and this is great content.
That's yeah, what I like. Great. That's juxtaposition. It emphasizes the dynamics of all life and death, in all things that are good. Thanks for sharing that, Doug.
Yeah, Ursula puts it well. She says, "Laughing my ass off. Guy talking makes it funny. Man's in a suit talking about a silly tradition." Yeah, exactly.
And it's such a crazy tradition, you can't even tell if this is real.
I know, it's great. If it's not real, it's fantastic content.
Yeah.
We're giving that an A.
Yeah, that's true. If this is goofing around.
It seems like a British thing. I mean, it seems like something they would do. Conspiracy theory music, says Julia, yeah.
Mm. Great content, guys, we're loving that. Whoa! Go straight to the doll.
straight to my doll.
Dolly.
Straight to the doll. Wow, it finds the doll.
That's really crazy.
And then it... prefers the doll.
It prefers the doll. It has a doll preference.
But I'm bigger.
The dolls are more perfect. Like me?
Dolls are more perfect than me.
Yeah. All right, go to the next one.
Let's check out the next one now.
Oh my god.
Okay, this is looking good. This is Bone Doctor Joints Pain. I hope it doesn't auto mute when I start.
This has another format thing why I like
the most dangerous and potentially deadly position in a car crash. Airbags deploy at 100 to 200 miles per hour. The legs don't have a chance. The most dangerous and potentially deadly.
That one's funny to me because I do that all the time and people get mad at me.
Yeah.
I saw an x-ray recently of a femur bone.
I actually saw that too.
Yeah, so it went viral.
I will say that again, the thing that really struck me about this is that last sentence. He goes, legs don't stand a chance. play that again. That's my favorite part.
God damn it. Why is it?
And he also just looks cool. He's bald.
Bags deploy at 100 to 200 miles per hour. The legs don't have a chance.
I'd like to clip just the last. I just want to clip the last part where he says the legs don't have a chance.
The audio is so intense too.
It's like so
sound
crisp.
Design. It's like.
The legs don't have a chance.
The legs don't have a chance. Yeah, it's
also the visual of the legs blowing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, maybe that won't happen to anyone anymore because we've all seen the viral post and we'll never do it again. But I'm looking at Dana to start that trend and stop putting your legs up on the dash.
Oops.
You're going to be walking around like a dummy.
Julia says, toes spread on the windshield. Those legs didn't have a chance. We agree. Ryan Sanders says 100 to 200 miles per hour is an enormous range.
That's true.
That's double. 200 is double 100. So it's a 100%.
All he had to say was over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be much more reasonable.
Yeah, he could have just said 200.
Yeah.
Lazy
he
copywriters.
He could have said over 199. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Over 199.9.
Post says, my legs are different.
I'd be fine.
Hmm.
That's the quality
like
we've come to expect
that.
From the post-America style.
Oh my gosh, my head's hurt.
What's next? We got more?
Yes.
You sucking down those beautiful Modellos, huh?
I'm almost halfway through
it's
my first.
Modelo time, baby. Wah!
I like to unwind.
All right, so, yeah.
Yep, I'm about...
This is, I needed, like, yeah, this has been coming up in my feed a lot, and I know everybody knows about this individual, but I just figured, let's just visit this content.
I think it's going to be new to me, so maybe
yeah,
I can...
Yeah, I think it's really kind of for you. But this one, I just like this video of hers because of, we'll watch it first.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm about to sneeze from all the pepper. When will I ever learn? Oh, when will I learn? Don't you love the way the camera shakes every time I sneeze? It's because we're having cheesy eggs this morning. Three cheesy eggs with two pieces of sliced cheese. Of course, cooking up a storm with Montreal steak seasoning and plenty of pepper. Gotta have tons of pepper, guys. Stay tuned for the finished results.
I just like the
voice,
the pepper thing. I just like that she just gotta have plain pepper. This has become a very popular TikToker, and
as
I would share some of her content.
As the commenter earlier said, chatter said earlier, guy talking makes it funny. And I think that's true across the board for this, even our own show, frankly. But this is going to look like a good omelet. I've never tried the cold American cheese in the pan.
Actually, yeah.
But her constant movement, her seasoning, it's going to be a spicy one. It's exciting. She said Texas or some steak seasoning or something. I don't know.
Montreal steak.
And she keeps moving it. It's on low heat, clearly. It's not barely even turning white, the yolks. And that's the key to a beautiful French omelet with very few air bubbles in it.
Yeah.
I think she's going to get
also,
the American cheese is best for melting it. Knows that.
You can tell she's put the pan on the cold electric coil and just threw the eggs in and turned it on without giving it any time to heat up, which you want to do with an egg because you want to cook it at a low and slow.
It's going
to
be...
And that cheese will melt like perfectly into it.
Yeah.
It's what they do at Waffle House when they get the cheese egg. It's perfectly in the egg. I think they're just doing it like this.
This is smart. Maybe she worked at Waffle House, but I say great technique.
Possible.
You see a lot of people fussing about egg and omelet techniques.
Oh,
this is the way.
Ryan Sanders says, is this the same lady who said she had to give that hot guy props for being so good looking? Yes, that's the same.
It is?
So I forgot we already put her on. Yeah.
Great.
That's really her best one. Is I got to give him props.
That was awesome. I would love to revisit
why
that.
Why would you give him props?
I do kind of want to see. She said, stay tuned for the finished product, so... A lot of drawings.
I gotta give him props.
Oh, well, we can all imagine what scrambled eggs
look
like.
I wish we could see that one.
Oh, there it is. A bit overcooked.
Can you find the one about the guy giving him props?
Yeah, if you help me.
Just keep scrolling down. I think I'll be able to recognize it.
Okay.
It'll have like an ass load of views.
Can you sort?
She's posting 100 a day.
Is she reposting?
There's no way. I don't know. There's no way. She's got so many.
Good grief.
I gotta give him props.
Yeah.
This guy is really hot.
Wow.
Yeah,
this thumbnail is so close
amazing.
To being identical.
I don't think it's possible.
Okay. Let's go on to the next one.
Man, she's got a lot of... Look at that, 1 million.
All right, so you sent me this just a few minutes ago. I remember this. The thumbnail blew me away. It's yellow
curtains.
Oh,
this is great. You're going to like... I think that, Sam, this one particularly you're going to like. When I saw this, I was like, this is a Sam TikTok.
Oh, I can't wait.
And Danny, you'll like it too, of course.
Oh, I like everything, so...
Okay, that's why you like it. Man, that doll is really locked on my camera.
I wanted to... Let's get live Doug reaction to the thing that he's seen multiple
times. Turn the doll around in shame.
All right, yellow curtains.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's lovely.
And it's so skelly. It's so skelly with the yellow curtain.
I know. And just the practical,
back there.
Incredible device. I know. That's what when our Patreon picks up and there's millions of people in this very chat all chatting and watching these TikToks with us, we're going to be having devices like that. Big wheels and masks and maybe even a koto being strung.
Big wheels keep on turning.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I love this. See, we've talked about having the curtains like that where it's really heavy and really thick and like satin.
You can tell just the way they shine is
different.
That's
what I want.
We got this bull crap.
This is bull crap. We don't want this bull crap. It's okay.
Curse
it's
word detected.
It's done us well, but we want that thick. Maybe that could be a Patreon goal. Maybe at $100,000 a month, we could get some curtains like that in a giant, maybe 10,000 square foot warehouse.
Jeez.
Somewhere in South Georgia. In
now
the
you're
middle of nowhere.
Speaking my language. Now you're talking with fire. Let's check out what's after that. Thanks for sharing that one, Doug. You know that one's
no problem.
Very nice. Let's check out this next TikTok, shall we?
Forget what they are. Let's see.
Oh, my okay, girlfriend guy, yeah. put ice cream in my PS5.
Oh my god. You actually have a PS5, put an ice cream in there, and then secondly, it's because that you use an ice cream to put a PS5 in it. It costs like $500 for the console. So, as you can see, you might need a wet rag to get rid of all that sticky stuff.
My girlfriend.
So we love Batman. We've put his content up before, probably. I'm a huge Batman 8142 fan. The first content I saw about him was he was reacting to like a guy throwing a basketball off of like a airplane. You know, you know how they do those videos with the balls, like from the air. And he was like, and the basketball goes down in the hoop when you can't, and he would move it. I just really, it really struck me, and I really enjoy his content. So he goes live all the time, and frequently I'm hanging out in those lives because he's just a fun guy.
What's it feel like live? I've never seen his live.
It's like just this forever. It never ends. You know,
oh, wow.
It just goes on.
So he's got endurance, and he can
he's just chilling. He likes to talk. But my favorite was about this was like, it got me already with my boyfriend put ice cream on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, that
was awesome.
That cracked me up.
And I got hit with a classic Batman at the end. I was like, this is perfect. So that just made me chuckle, and I enjoyed that. And I thought, let's is anyone here like Batman?
There are Batman lovers, surely.
Put an ice cream in there.
Yeah, he goes, and then he goes, that's $500.
With a wet wag.
Yeah. I want to hear this the beginning part again without Batman.
All right, let's hear it.
My girlfriend put ice cream in my PS5.
Stop.
Is that Texas speech?
It sounds like, yeah, it is.
That's a TikTok Texas speech?
It has to be. And it sounds like Jesse from Breaking Bad or something. Like, but
oh, wow, deeper. That's interesting.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
You know, a hater commented on our last live stream and
not
said,
the first time that you've been compared to
he
that
says,
famous actor.
The hater says, looks like, he says, Aaron Paul's looking kind of sickly.
Oh,
and I took
God.
That as such a huge compliment because, he's saying I look like Aaron Paul, which is, by you know, many metrics, a very good-looking actor.
Yeah.
He's considered hot. He's considered a good-looking actor.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I look like Aaron Paul. Awesome. Second of all, sickly means I'm thin. Means I'm not fat and overweight, which is, you know, really, I'm kind of honored that they said I look like a sickly. Not only do you look like a super hot actor, you look like a thin, super hot actor.
Hey.
I was like, okay, cool.
Take it or leave it.
So anyway.
Yeah, cool. No, I like
sometimes
that.
The haters are lovers.
You just
in disguise.
Took it. That was a silver lining moment.
Absolutely. Cool. I want to see more Doug stripping the clouds,
I
the silver
agree.
Lining from a cloud, and wearing it around like a sash.
Yeah.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
Let's see that in 2023, huh? You should be Jesse Plemons. I'll be Breaking Bad.
Jesse Plemons?
Yeah.
I saw him.
Oh, Jesse Plemons is a different actor.
I saw him at Astoria that one day.
Who?
Sorry. I'm blowing myself up.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, guys, don't go down there. That's where Dane likes to hang out.
Are you talking about
the
Breaking Bad actor or the guy I accidentally said?
Jesse Plemons.
Okay.
Who is that?
They call him Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Actually, he was in Breaking Bad.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Wow, we all saw him, or you saw
him. You saw him at Astoria.
We all saw him. You're just stealing your memories. Wow, I saw him.
Yeah, he's like a weird, like, bizarro Matt Damon.
Yeah.
They called him Meth Damon just because of his show and the meth thing. He doesn't look related to the cliches surrounding methamphetamine abuse, but he's
oh my God, this thing really is dull.
Oh my
God,
you had to turn him around. Let's check that out. You turn them facing the wall. They're timeout toys.
Aww.
Toys are in the timeout.
Oh.
Ooh, yum.
Pasta bath.
They're
now
swimming.
When the dogs take a pasta bath, the giraffes are a little bit excited.
That's incredible.
When the dolls take a pasta bath, the giraffe kings take note, and they get a little more tense because they go, oh, we got to guard these guys now. Predators might be taking note that the dolls are in the pasta bath now. They smell that pasta fumes coming up, spreading across the African savannah where these giraffes are native to and where this pasta bowl and where these dolls are native to.
Oh, my God. You actually have a PS5, put an ice cream in there,
and then put ice cream in there.
You use an ice cream to put a PS5 in it. It costs like $500 for the console. So, as you can see, you might need a wet rag to get rid of all that sticky stuff.
I love that throat clearing where he goes. All right, moving on from my previous statement, he pivoted. That was clear. That guy's amazing.
He had a lot of alliteration in there, which I thought was really great.
Post America says they call him Fat Damon these days.
Uh-oh. He's been packing on the pounds for roles.
Ryan Sanders says, while we're at it, why don't we mention that Julia Roberts' hair is looking real voluminous and bouncy? And a young Robert De Niro looks like he's been working out. Flattery. I think he's talking about you guys as doppelgangers.
You talking to me?
You got the De Niro swag. Mm-hmm. Dana's got the classic Julia Roberts swag.
I think you remind me of another movie star. But I can't. Oh, it's the maybe
Michael
just the hair.
Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah, just the hair. Yeah.
I was thinking,
John Quincy Adams. She looks like John Quincy Adams.
You're right. I get that a lot.
Let's go to another TikTok.
Oh, gosh. Now, this one looks... Wait, I already have it copy and pasted? Are you kidding me?
Wow. All
right, pressing enter.
This is awesome.
Isso aí, Lupe. Tem que ir pra escola, tem que estudar, entendeu, cara? Tá esperando a van, né?
You see, did you see Dana's jaw drop when she saw that? I knew that she was going. Now, if anybody speaks Portuguese in the chat, don't ruin this for me and don't tell me what it says, because part of why I enjoy this is that it's totally, I don't know what it's saying, because that's part of the fun for me.
I don't know. I'll take the info load on that. Unload the info on me. Let me enjoy.
Aqui, Lupe, here is
the watermark.
Too quick. I gotta speak Portuguese.
Julia said, I thought that was a lizard and a baseball uniform.
His legs are skinny. Actually, this reminds me.
One of that's a tail.
Yeah.
One of that is a tail.
Last night, one of that's a tail for sure. He looks just so skinny. It's real thin.
That's swag. That's a thin look.
He's sickly.
That's a sickly.
In a good way.
That's a street dog.
What's the actor?
Aaron Paul.
Logan Paul.
He looks like a sickly
Jesse
Logan Paul.
Last night, my wife and I were laying in bed, silence, and then our new cat, the cowboy that we've adopted, jumped into the closet, and he landed, and his back legs landed in a pair of her shoes, one leg in each shoe.
That's amazing.
He's wearing your shoes, and she cracked up.
He's walking a mile in your shoes.
Yeah, he got to know it, and then he turned around and almost put his front legs in the shoes backwards, but he was wearing them just exactly as that dog is.
Wow, maybe
back legs,
some of the
shoes facing forward.
Could have been the inspiration for this. Maybe he saw the dog jump into the shoes and he went, you know what? I'm going to make a TikTok. And while I'm at it, he's getting the backpack on. He's getting the hat on, too. And you know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to put him up on a chair. Matter of fact, I'm going to take him out to the balcony and let him survey the neighborhood. So we love it. We are loving that.
Ryan Sanders says, is the dog dead? It's so still. No, he's gazing. Is that right?
I don't think it's dead. No.
No, it's right. It's gazing.
Look, he moves. Yeah. He's surveying. He boot too big for he goddamn feet. Remember that? The chicken.
Let's check out a new one. And it's very hard not to click on these side things. Thank God that Doug's head is blocking these things, because there's some crazy suggested videos.
Oh, yuck.
We're following a curated path.
Yucks.
Not an algorithmically curated one, but personally one by Doug.
Oh, yeah, this is great. So this has 16 likes. I discovered this. I discovered this man.
Wow, zero comments.
Maybe it's a repost from someone else, but I really like this. So check this out. Put the sound going.
Let me check my phone.
That's swag.
I love that.
It looks cool. The effects are really cool.
Stunning. That's incredible.
But that guy looks... classic cowboy swagger.
Yeah. You can say that again. Good.
Julia says, he's surveying. I discovered this man. Did you? Are you saying, Julie, are you saying you discovered this man?
Wait, but here he is again. So this is the account of the individual. Must be.
I guess.
This it, one to me,
it looked,
like.
It looked too good to have like 10 likes. I think it's reposting someone else, maybe. Who knows?
Or it very well could be just.
It's just a great. It's just great. The effects and the.
No, but look at his icon. That's him.
Yeah. I mean, they could have just. It could have just been a. He's really crotch obsessed, isn't
he? Well, its genes are extremely important to him.
Yeah, gene in the crotch.
And the tighter they are.
Yeah, the tighter they are, the more important.
But he's not. Yeah, that's true. He's not about the ass.
Oh, Julia's just quoting me. Okay, so it's a fan cam account. Says both of these.
Wow.
Oh wow, Julia wasn't even talking about this. Post America says Harold Mason.
Oh.
Yeah, it is Harold Mason.
That is 652.
Maybe if I Google Harold.
He was probably born. In June of 1952. Use that to find him.
Ooh.
652.
Now, I can't find anything about Harold, so...
He looks... He could be 52. Is your pop really born in 52?
Huh?
Is Dana's pop really born in 1952? Is that true?
Yes.
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 Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
The Destroyer 98 puts it very well and says, spread out like some butter on some toast.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Dude, imagine making some campfire toast out in the pueblos or the Red Rock. And, you've been out there. Oh, I've never been out on a big pueblo.
Out in
a mesa.
New Mexico. Yeah, imagine squatting down at the cowboy fire.
Letting the sun toast melt your butter.
Letting the sun melt your butter and you're like getting breakfast ready. You're like, all right, it's all ready. And you go, Harold, where'd you go? And you turn around. And Harold is spread eagle in his tight jeans, just looking at you. And you look at Harold's crotch and go, oh my gosh, what's going on there? And he's melting his own butter.
Mm.
And he's got a stick of butter that's just dripping, melting right on his crotch because in the hot sun, denim gets hot. And Harold comes to play. So Harold brings butter. And what better way to test the durability of some baby blues than to melt some yellow butter on the crotch?
Beautifully put.
And get it wet.
Yum.
Okay.
This is a great one. Very good find, Doug. If anyone can prove that they know who this guy is, then we'll believe that this is a repost.
Analog Weapon says, jeans aren't too tight, though. Just the right fit. I would agree. Because if they were too... He's got that tight swag where he's tightening them out himself. And there's like probably, if we had to guess... About that much space between the fabric and his body when he's stretched like that.
I think it's called a fashion fill out.
Oh, yeah.
Fashion fill out.
Yeah. We've been watching a lot of Seinfeld, and in the last zine, I made allusion to Jerry's tight crotched blue jeans.
Did you use the term fill out?
No, but fashion I was thinking a lot about his tight jeans, and I actually saw some video. Somewhere where they were like, Seinfeld? It was kind of a dumb video. They were like, Seinfeld is the inspiration for every modern streetwear brand. And they were like, they were running through the male characters. I guess they're talking about male streetwear. They're like, Kramer's got like this swagger, like 70s swagger. But then they got to Jerry and they were like, Jerry cycles between too tight and too loose. And they were showing, and it was right though. And they were like showing his one shot of him where he has... Jerry has the tightest blue jeans you've ever seen, like tight on his ass. And then he's wearing like a 3XL dress shirt tucked into it because that's how he dresses.
It's true.
And it brought up a good point. Now when I watch the show, I go, he does have a dual fit.
Yeah.
He has a super fucking...
Curse word detected.
Tight.
He's hemispheric.
With a crazy, crazy loose swagger. And I thought that is kind of like a modern fit.
Yeah, it is. I'm so...
What do you guys think, Romers? Go on.
Say that looking into her eyes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just so mesmerized by your hat the way that it is, and I want to see what's on the inside. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You should put something in there.
It's like a kind of a foreskin kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, hey, what's...
Shush!
Okay.
Curse word detected.
You got this for the Thanksgiving episode?
Oh my god, yeah, let's show that, because I forgot. I had it, and I forgot.
Sam got this awesome thing for the Romer's Thanksgiving episode that he was going to be swagged out with this around
his neck. Not only that, but we show the...
Can we get it close?
Do we have the silicon beak? Is that... Yeah, it's right there. I'll grab it.
Oh yeah, and he also had a full prosthetic silicon
it showed up late.
Beak that we were going to attach to his face so that he had a whole... turkey man swagger, and it just showed up a day late. I guess you just forgot about this.
Yeah, that
was
one
gonna wear
showed
this
up. But,
too. Can
yeah.
we show that on the close-up?
Yeah, so this is a necklace cool of a fake raven skull. That is a fake Holy raven crap. Skull replica, but it's supposed to obviously be implied
How
that...
How freaking epic it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
it's
that
the
was
skull of
be,
a turkey man king.
So it's going to have what they call a rough collar, which is that old-school kind of...
These weird like weights on it.
Yeah, those are actually, I got these at a dollar at the Emory Hospital thrift
really?
Store.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they're called, they're like SC
on
TV.
Oh, to make
TV.
It longer.
Yeah, I made it longer.
Damn, and we didn't even, you didn't even use it.
I know, but it was going to go right here, and then it would be on my rough collar, and then most importantly would be this prosthetic nose to be turkey, and then I would have the red thing, and then I would, obviously the cherry on top, you and I discussed this, hard to accomplish. Fuck. Would be black, just perfectly black eyes, contacts that fill black.
Yeah, yeah, like the whole ball of your eye is a black sphere.
But unfortunately, none of that panned out.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of a dainty 17th
century
man.
It's tough when you only have a week to get gear.
Well, we had, actually, gear. I mean, had forever.
We
this I ordered this like 3 weeks out.
That's true.
And the guy said, I messaged the guy, I said, hey, you said, you know, on your thing, you said to message you if you know, you had a special deadline, and I have a special deadline. He said, and then nothing for a week. And I go, okay, hey, I'm just checking in about my special deadline. He goes, it'll be there. And I go, okay.
Yeah, where was he too?
And then it arrives in town. He shipped it just in time. And then FedEx lost it in their fucking...
That was a whole nightmare.
Austell facility is a nightmare. If you ever have a place that you want
attacked.
To destroy in a domestic... attack, then go pick the Austell shipping location.
Or don't.
FedEx.
Or maybe don't.
No.
Or maybe don't.
We love joking around. Well, have a beer, dude. That's true. Thank you, Ryan. He says, chill out, Sam. Have a beer, dude.
Cheers,
I've never
guys.
Seen Sam get so angry.
Me either.
When they play with my destiny?
Waddle.
You have a right.
It's a waddle, says Kongu. That's correct.
Thank you. Yeah, a waddle and Kongu. Let's hear what the nose one is. What's the nose one? I forgot.
A gobbler.
The wrong.
A beak.
A beak.
Well, Doug, shall we,
we
check
more?
Out your next TikTok
sure.
you sent?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Wow, Where I'm so good. I keep copying and pasting these right before.
You dip a stuff you like.
Uh-oh.
You dip a stuff you like. You dip a stuff you like.
Okay,
yeah,
what
so
is
for
going
this
on?
One, I didn't know what was going on at all. I just thought that this was...
What actor is that?
Why?
I have no idea.
I don't understand what she's doing with the red stuff.
And me either.
How is it getting
There's
cut?
A lot of questions. I don't know what's being cut. Is it a tube?
Is
it a pipe?
Food?
Is it food?
It looks like yummy macaroni.
It looks like a lawnmower engine or something. Also, who's the actor? I don't know who the actor is. Maybe the Realmers know who that actor is. And then what does it spell? I don't know. I don't speak that language. What is the powder? I don't know. I don't know what the powder is. Why would you put the powder on this stuff? I don't know. Is it flavoring? I don't know. Where is this? I don't know. Don't know. There's a lot of... So when I see stuff where...
Yeah, what is
There's maybe
plate?
Like over five elements of confusion.
And also, there's
it's
like
an
a,
immediate hit. It's a great piece of content.
Yeah, and there's like a... fancy Bentley thing right there. Is that what those
the
are?
Cars?
Yeah, they're fancy.
I think that's like a fake kind of, that's like a Chrysler.
Never mind.
It's like a Hyundai, dude.
That's a $1 million Bentley.
Also, why are some of those pipe things green? What? Why are the ones
well,
coming
in a
out
gradient,
tan?
Too.
Yeah, they're in a gradient. Yeah, so what is that?
Oh,
is it goo?
I
is
guess
it
red
like
is the next
goo?
Color.
That's super cool.
Oh, she's going to make them red? That's coloring? But it's dust.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Ryan smugly says, the lettering was in Chinese.
Okay, fair enough. So we know this. We could say this might be China.
And then the actor, he smugly says, the actor David Claymore, I believe. So he smugly knows it all.
Wow,
We're going to say, oh, thanks.
I like Julia says, why would someone do this?
Why would someone
put it
do
well.
This? I don't know. It looks spicy.
Post America says, if you don't get it by now, you'll never get it. I think that's true.
Yeah,
I think that's true for a lot of the things. You could apply that to a lot in my life.
That being said, let's move on to the next one here. Uh-oh. Okay, we got two more.
I got more than that, too.
Well, we're having fun, and we also have over 15 minutes remaining until we require our legally obligated time limit.
Oh yeah, and we'll take some callers after some of these.
Yeah, we could. I happily take callers.
Anybody wants to chat a little bit and say hey and say
Absolutely.
Hello and chat a little bit and say hey.
How's Lindman? I'm chat didn't ask. I'm just curious myself.
Oh, Lin-Min is so great, right?
Yeah, he's doing really good. He's one update with Lin-Min is, guys, there's a supply chain issue with Lin-Min's particular type of Purina Plus. We go with the Plus. We go with the high level, high grade. No, it's red. Huh. No, I know you're thinking of the Purina Pro plan. You used to give him the Pro plan when he was a puppy. But anyway, Lin-Min's Purina Plus is out of stock at all the
small
Kroger's.
Breed.
So we had to get him the Purina Plus
puppy. He's eating.
That's going to put some meat on his bones there.
I don't know. Really, we looked at the ingredients and they're very, very similar, and they're just smaller bits for a puppy to eat.
Oh, that's so probably
it's got some added like lamb in there,
I was getting pissed about this the other day. I was at the PetSmart, and I was searching through all the cat food and just getting angry at the idea of people like my mom getting overwhelmed by the variety, where it's very much the same. When you look at the ingredients, very much the same thing, but some are packed into a container this big and then charged 10 times, literally, without exaggeration, 10 times per ounce cost. And it's just the old ladies, you know, they're shelling out for that, because they go, because it says, it doesn't just say plus or anything. It says like anxiety relief or hairball anxiety relief.
Immortality.
Immortality relief.
Levitation.
Immortality relief.
That's actually what you don't want. Yeah.
Poison.
That's called poison.
That might be called poison.
But they're getting tricked and they're buying bags of these and they're spending all their Social Security income on them. And I don't like that. So let's moving on. Sorry.
The Destroyer 98 confirms that puppy food has higher protein, I think.
Oh, nice.
Well, we should watch out. I don't want anything bad to happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's got such a sensitive stomach and diet
I think that we should order the food. We can
just get it on Amazon.
And
then that way he'll be only, this will be like the extreme backup if we have societal collapse and Lin-Min's got to eat something. Maybe he'll eat us.
If you could buy wet food and dehydrate it.
Ah, he does terrible with the wet food. We're not going down that path again. That's what ended up.
We can make
hospital.
Him bland chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Just went to this place.
Wet food?
I started feeding him wet food because he loved it so much.
Did it get in his lungs or something?
It was too fatty. So it could destroy his bowel. And so he diarrhea multiple days, total dehydration.
Oh, no.
Vomiting.
I'm sorry.
And then when he gets to a certain point and his stomach goes past a certain level, it's game over. He has to get medication. He can't bounce back. No. So if you get him on the wrong track, like if you feed him table scraps too much, he's fucked.
Curse word detected.
So we got to be real careful. He's real fragile. And we learned that the hard way. So
we love him.
Let's check this one out.
Jeez Louise.
Wait, hold on. Someone says, could I get the favorite 80s classic arcade game from each of the cast? Got to go soon, but I'm just dying to know.
Get it. The what?
80s. What's your favorite 80s arcade game, Dana? Is it from Call of Duty?
What's the one with the spaceships?
Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I think Space Invaders 2.
Curse word detected.
And Space Invaders 3. Okay,
yeah, that's mine as well. Yeah.
Okay, let's check this out.
Let's see what this is all about. Yes? Okay, press play.
Just went to this place called the Donut Hole. Best breakfast I ever had in my life in Destin, Florida. Just went to this place called the Donut.
Yeah.
You gotta love that.
You gotta love that. And I just, that's in like an insanely viral video. Look at all of the hashtags on it.
Oh my God. Like, he put in the work.
He really went for it and it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. And I don't know. I just love it. He reminds me of boomers I know. Doesn't that remind me of my uncle who would make a post like that.
He's like, you know what? With all this social media crap. Yeah. I'll put my 2 cents in.
And it's positive, and we're just going to say that I had a great breakfast in Destin, Florida.
It's like my dad.
Yeah.
Remember that video of him at the physical therapist?
Oh, my God. I would love to show that. But
sure, I mean, he'll get a lot of new...
Dox him.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, is he...
Oh, my God, I love that video.
Is it doxable?
Well, I mean...
It's his Instagram.
We could just crop around where his username is.
We could download it.
Or something. Whatever, we'll figure that out.
It's so good. Dana's dad has a really awesome Instagram, and he's at the physical therapist, and he has a ball. Like he has like this ball system like on his head,
it's like a balancing, one of those
and then
yoga
he's like
balls.
Doing a stretch and he's like just at the therapist and it's just it looks so comical because he has all this gear
and he's, but
he's
it's so, and then it's he so, walks forward and the ball is still hovering
it's
where
awesome
it was
he's bouncing
he had it like
no it's like he has to like he has to like machine. Lean it on his head perfectly. It's just a great video. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Is anyway. It just for upkeep? Yeah. General body.
I don't even
upkeep.
Remember his. I don't remember his page.
I'll tell you
maybe
later.
Maybe we'll download it and show you guys.
People
later.
Have to pay a pretty penny to get my dad's content.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah. We also have to check with him.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Ryan Sanders says his account is at Dana's dad.
Oh crap.
Oops.
I kept wanting to. We recently interviewed him for something secret.
Oh,
not
that's,
secret.
Yeah, we've shown that.
Oh, yeah, we did show it. Okay, cool. But for Storms, yeah, we interviewed him. And I kept wanting to call him Dan when I was editing. And
that's Dana's dad.
It'd be logical. It'd be certainly logical. But then I've now internalized his name. I know his name, really.
Julia wants to know what my dad's pain is.
Yeah.
Yeah, why was he at the therapist?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's just getting scrunched.
He has an awesome.
He does all sorts of stuff.
He does compression.
What's the page? How can I find it?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Nice.
Maybe I can download the video and rip the video and we can
I could
it.
Crop my browser URL and then it won't show.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it'll show his username all
over
the fucking
thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So let me try to download. How do you rip?
You know what, Doug? I'm glad you asked. I was just thinking this. 4K video downloader, the best YouTube ripper in the world, also makes an Instagram video ripper too called Insta something. But to go to 4K video downloader.
But I can also just download it here.
I sent it to you on Instagram. Oh, yeah.
But this thing, you could download his entire
send it to
account
Scully.
With
oh,
one click.
Okay.
One click, download his entire
account. Then I can archive it.
Absolutely. So consider that.
I think I've got some more TikToks.
I love 4K downloader. Ryan Sander agrees. It's so
that's
good.
Great,
he says,
yeah.
I paid for it probably three times,
frankly.
And I love that sucker. Recommend it so highly. That's how we make our cutdowns. We rip our own videos from our own YouTube because it's the easiest way to do it. One click and you're in, Julia says. That's a fantastic slogan.
I've got more TikToks, Sam, if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Nice nudge. All right, here's one.
It has his, it has his like name in the video.
Oh yeah,
but that's not that big a deal, right?
I don't know.
What do you think about this one?
Oh my god.
What I like about this one is this. First of all, there's a lot. Okay. I love the saturation, whatever that is, the contrast that they've turned, that they've upped so high. So you see all the grease.
God.
High dynamic range.
I like the style. I like that. I like the grease. And that's then my and then at the end, look at the thumbs up. That little thumbs up.
Blink and you miss it. I did not see that the first time.
Yeah, blink and you miss it.
The thing where he sticks his ears like in like this, I would like.
Wait, yeah,
like
yeah,
when
yeah.
It goes like that,
yeah.
It's like, oh, man,
yeah,
that
you might
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's just a massage.
Yeah.
Nothing weird about it.
It
but
just looks so...
But the head flapping is like...
Yeah.
It doesn't look massage-ish.
It just, it's a lot more expressive than a massage normally is, I think.
I see you in the video, but
and
it does
ear
have...
ear-oriented. It's quite ear-oriented.
My computer's dead.
Oh, gosh. Dana's computer's dead.
If you Google that name on there, you're going to get all his info.
Let's just discuss this later.
All right, we'll do it later. Okay. Yeah. Wish I could show you guys that video.
All right, well, we're gonna blur it.
Yeah.
We're gonna treat
well, yeah.
It, and that kind of thing.
It'll build anticipation.
Yeah, true. Well, you'll see it. I'm seeing it now.
Is that the last TikTok I see?
That's the last one.
So, should we take some calls? Anybody want to talk? Just for a minute. If you don't, that's okay too.
If you'd like to, what tier? There's a tier. I believe 10, the 10 tier, right?
Yeah.
It's the 10 tier that is able to call in. And if you're part of that family, legacy family, join it and call in. And then we'll talk back and you'll be live on the call.
Bofa D says, fantastic HDR.
Yeah.
Post America says, no mods.
No mods.
What else do we have on the docket, like we like to say? We're getting ramped up for episode 39, and then we're one episode away from the Sorms premiere, the Sorms documentary.
A lot of work to do.
Lots of work to still do, but I wish we could play a little preview.
Yeah, I know. I was considering the shower thing being a preview.
But we could play it right now.
Is it a big? I mean, it's what is it? 1 minute of.
It's like 1 minute, and then also like, and that'll minutes. Be our only preview. Guys, do you want to see a little bit of a Sorms preview? Let's do it. Let's give him a 1 minute preview. Come
gotta
on.
Think of.
Do you want me to download it off the? I know where it is. And,
find
it
in the,
and then I'll send
the
it
thing,
to your personal one.
Send it to me, and then I think I can I open videos in Chrome with Chrome.
I don't know.
Let's try it. Let's open up this recording we made earlier today.
We'll send you guys a bit of a
yeah. It works. We can use the browser as a before player. Isn't that wonderful? All right. So we'll do that upon receiving the video. And you guys will see a first sneak peek of a rough cut.
Oh, man.
Bear in mind, it's rough.
It's a rough cut. It's not totally done, but we'll show you a little bit of preview. And this is going to be your only preview until episode 40 when we're going to reveal the full Sorms documentary. We're so excited. We're finally doing a non-live video. For once in a long time, and my goal is to do more, lots more of these non-live things, at least once a month, maybe more, you know, something like that. I want to do more Skelly history. I want to do more Skelly flavor. We want to do more non-live. That's what we're known for, guys. That's what we're known for. The show is fun, but we're now we're getting into a steeze with the show, where maybe we can kind
extend
of
extend it.
Oh, sorry. He keeps me in check, or else I just go on and on. Okay, I sent it now.
Oh, thank you.
And it's loading because your Wi-Fi sucks.
Wow.
I did, there's some weird thing Telegram and my Wi-Fi do together where they go,
Yeah.
Steps.
It's almost done.
I feel so naked without my chatters.
Oh, you don't have the computer.
Yeah.
Grab Doug's charger. MG.
No, no.
Yeah, take my charger or take this whole computer if you want.
It's your fucking job.
Well, sometimes you need a little break.
Oh, wow. Vacation. Dane is on vacay. Where are you going?
To the Realmers.
Academy. All right, are we ready?
I said everyone ready? Put it up on the screen.
Da, 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 da.
Make sure the
I guess
volume
I'll,
is good.
I'll hide us. No, actually, we'll be framed perfectly.
It's fine, yeah.
They announced that they were going to change a Sorms and going to put showers in it. And everybody wanted to see the showers because you'd never seen showers in a Sorms or a gas station like that. And the shower was something I've never seen before either at a gas station. It was silver, and they had handles, and there were big shower stalls. And so I didn't know what to do, but I said, you know, it's time to take a shower. So I went and took a shower. They had a giraffe soap and an elephant soap. Then they had one of a shoe. I remember the most special soap was the oatmeal soap in the shape of a kangaroo. But you could also eat the soap. And so, you know, I ate some soap, got clean, and then when you left, you could buy a little bucket that had all of these different soaps in it, and you could give those for gifts.
Excellent.
So just a quick preview of just, you know, how long do you think the whole thing's going to be?
Between 22 and 30 minutes.
So it's going to be long. So that's just a very short clip, and it's a rough cut. So somebody asked, was this shot on the Blackmagic Pocket Cinema camera, 4K or 6K? And it was shot on the 4K, Bofidi's great eye.
I want Bofidi's to guess.
Great
was
eye.
It 4,000 or 3,800 pixels? And also, that was edited in proxies, so fuck off.
Curse word detected.
So we had a lot of fun shooting that. We interviewed some other individuals and lots of pictures and videos and fun stuff. Just to running us through the history of the Sorms gas station. All the little dirty details. Bofa says 3,800 death.
Correct, sir.
Correct. Bofa's a bit of a photographer.
And someone said earlier, they said quiet. And I say well.
You be quiet.
I think that on the reason we compress our vocals, our microphones, amplify our audio to the near unbearable level is so that you can have your TV on like two or three. Or if you're watching on a Mac, one or two, square one or two of volume so that you can barely turn it down any less. You can barely turn this sucker
There's
down.
There's a method to the madness is what he's saying.
And then when a quiet video comes along, you have thousands of notches to turn it up.
Oh my gosh, fun. Okay, so should we kind of say bye and say, Oh my gosh, bye.
There's exactly 30 seconds remaining.
Oh my gosh, bye.
Yeah, let's say bye-bye.
Well, that was a lot of fun, guys. Why don't you join us next week? It's going to be another Back to the Basics style show, and it'll be even better, and that's a promise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, bye.